I thought it might be helpful just to think a little more about why we get baptized, what baptism means. In that first reading, right at the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus has been raised from the dead and he's about to return to his heavenly Father, about to return to heaven. And so it's one of the last times we hear him speak to his disciples. And he gives them some final instructions about what he wants them to do as they try and serve him. And this little bit of teaching at the end of that gospel is called the Great Commission, because in a sense it's Jesus commissioning his closest followers and explaining to them the main things that he wants them to do. And so he says to them, and by extension he says to all Christians since then, he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Now you'll see in there are three main verbs: go and make disciples, baptize them, and teach them. I think the first and third are fairly straightforward. Go and make disciples and teach. Go and make disciples means spread the word about Jesus. We might use words like evangelism or mission or outreach, whatever word you want to use. But it's about helping people learn, first and foremost, who Jesus is, and then helping them come to faith. And we see through the New Testament, that's what Jesus' followers then do right through the Mediterranean, and how they spread the gospel and people do come to faith. So let's go and make disciples. The third verb is teach them. Once people become Christians, then they need to be taught, what does this mean? How does this work out in my life as I live? Jesus taught his disciples while he was alive, and now he's in a sense passing the baton on for teaching and saying, teach these people who've become Christians. And you see that happen in the New Testament as converts stream in to the early church. And still today we teach people from the Bible so that they are built up in their faith. So let's go and make disciples and teach them. Why do we then do the middle verb, the baptizing? What's baptizing all about? Well, Jesus doesn't say much here about baptism, and I suppose the church throughout the ages has struggled to know exactly what we believe and what we do at baptism. But let me say a few things about what we do here at this church. In the first part of the service, which I've just read out briefly before the children went out, I read out a short paragraph from a prayer book for Australia, which is the Australian Anglican prayer book, that explains some of our understanding about baptism. So you might remember that I said the water of baptism signifies the cleansing from sin that Jesus' death makes possible. When I've been working in the garden, which I haven't done much of recently because of all the rain, but when I've been working in the garden, my hands get filthy. And so when I come into the house, I need to wash my hands. And we all know that water takes away the dirt. But my problem as a human being is that my real dirt is not the dirt on my hands. It's not even the dirt on other parts of my body. The problem for me is my real dirt is inside me. It's all the attitudes that I have that God doesn't like. For example, my selfishness, my self-centeredness, my pride, my arrogance, my anger, my jealousy. That's what we mean by sin. Now, I'm very clever. I can hide most of my dirt from most of you most of the time. Maybe I'm not that clever. But I can't hide any of my dirt from God any of the time. So you see, my problem is that I need some way of cleaning myself up. But I can't do it. I don't have the power to do that. Only God can do that. So that's why at the core of the Christian message is God's rescue of us, God sending his Son to die in our place for all the dirt that we cannot clean up, and say, you are forgiven of all that dirt. And when someone accepts that, that's when they first become a Christian. Now, the water of baptism then signifies that we are forgiven, that we are cleansed, we are freed up, we are washed. It's as if we've been given an internal bath. It's as if God is saying, you are now clean. The real dirt is dealt with. And the water of baptism assures us that we've been forgiven. Now, it's not the water that does this. It's the faith in Jesus that does this. But the water is a symbol of that washing. So baptism represents forgiveness and cleansing from sin that comes through faith in the Lord Jesus. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is that baptism is a public testimony that we belong to Jesus. I wear a ring, which is a symbol that I am married to Ginny. When I go to the MCG, I wear a certain colour scarf during the football season, which is a sign of the team I support. When I leave the country, I present my passport, which is a symbol of the country that I live in, that I'm a citizen of. So, rings, scarves, passports, all symbols of belonging. Baptism is also a symbol of belonging. It says, I belong to Jesus. In that second reading, the Apostle Paul, one of the first leaders of the Christian movement, says in Romans chapter 6, a letter he wrote to the capital of the ancient Empire of Rome, he says that baptism identifies us with the death and resurrection of Jesus. When we get baptized, we're saying, yes, I believe Jesus died for me, and not only this, I believe he was raised, and through the power of God's Holy Spirit and through that resurrection, I can now live a new life. Romans 6, verse 5. There is the potential for people who identify themselves with Jesus not to be controlled by all the dirt. There's the potential to live a new type of life, a life where Jesus is at the center and where we try and live the way God wants human beings to live, rejecting all of that dirt and saying yes to all the good things like love and peace and grace and forgiveness. Notice in the language of Romans 6, it says we're no longer slaves to the dirt. We don't have to live that way. Certainly, all of the dirt affects us. We find times when we fail. We find times when we let ourselves down. But we're not bound by it. There is an option, and that's to live the way that Jesus lived. Romans 6, verse 4, we who are buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Verse 4, not verse 5, as I said earlier. We too may live a new life. Now, I've asked each of the baptism candidates who can speak. There's one whose words are still very minimal, as you'll see from her age. But I've asked the candidates who are able to speak if they would speak out a testimony, if they'd say some words about why they're getting baptized. But even if they didn't say anything to you today, the very fact that they're getting baptized is a public testimony that they belong to the Lord Jesus. So today they are publicly stating they want to follow Jesus and live with him at the center of his life, of their lives, and we rejoice with them as fellow Christians. Those of you here today who have done this yourself will rejoice with them in seeing that God has been at work in their lives. Now, let me just finish with an analogy. I was reading an article recently in a magazine about the Barmah National Park up on the Murray. And the Barmah National Park suffered terribly during the drought. Plants and animals and human beings in that area of the Murray all suffered for many years while the rain was not coming. But over the last 2 years, much of that 28,000 hectare park has been flooded. And one of the things that the locals have noticed is that the birds have returned. There are kingfishers and herons and sea eagles and even birds that migrate to Siberia have all returned. The author of the article says this lovely little line, water means life. Water means life. Quite literally, as you see it in a former drought area like the Barmah National Park, as the water comes, so life returns. All of us know that we can only live a very short time without drinking water. And so spiritually also, it's not as clear, but that this is what Christians believe. Water signifies life. The water of baptism symbolizes the new life we have in Christ. So today we celebrate with these candidates, and those of you who've been baptized might just remember your own baptism and celebrate that for however many years you've been following the Lord Jesus, enjoying his gift of the Holy Spirit, enjoying the chance to live a new life, and recognizing that it's all been done for you by the Lord Jesus. So today is a great occasion, and it's appropriate to clap and to smile and to celebrate later in the service with the candidates.